For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, the question that we are perpetually asked is, so when are the theaters coming back? Because we, of course, have a crystal ball, right?
Of course. We know more than the CDC, the World Health Organization, even more than Anthony Fauci himself. Of course we do.
Well, actually, more than the CDC, apparently IATSE knows. That's the Stagehands Union.
What do they know?
Apparently, some people have been told to be ready to go by August, and I'm thinking, okay. It reminds me of Gypsy, the musical Gypsy, where vaudeville is dying and there's a depression on, and Herbie in his frustration says, Rose, don't you know there's a depression? And she says, of course I know. I read Variety. Show business, a world unto itself. But I think that when we had Albert Nocciolino on, the presenter at Shays, Broadway producer, and he said there's this whole plan, and the governor does say September the 14th, but it's entirely contingent upon people being vaccinated. And so, Peter, you've done a little research on, you know, how are we doing in the vaccination?
Well, we're not doing well, as a matter of fact. As of early this week, according to the CDC, we're at about 30% for the United States, 30%. So I felt, well, surely New York State, the Empire State, is leading the pack. But that's not the case either. We're about 12th of the 50 states.
Right. So, and the reluctance I'm confused about, because, okay, millions of people have had these vaccinations with no complication beyond a day of fever that went away rapidly. But we know that the virus kills people, and there is concern that there may be long-term implications as well, as there are with many viruses. You know, anyone who's had shingles knows it's because you had chickenpox when you were a kid. A large percentage of the people who survived the influenza of 1918 developed neurological problems, Parkinson's disease, in old age. These diseases are best to be avoided, and there is a vaccine available, a wonderful good thing. Although I just sort of expect that WBFO listeners probably have been vaccinated. Maybe that's my fantasy of the audience we have. And of course, my bias is clear. I want to go back to the theater. But translate that to your own life. You know, get back to the normal things that you do with family you'd like to see and so on.
Well, I would like to throw out there, yes, if it's just visiting your grandkids, you know, you can quote unquote get away with it, maybe. But if it's a show at Shays, a lot of people are involved in that, and they're all going to be vaccinated. And if you're not, you're holding up the show.
Well, this reminds me of, you know, a great passing in the past couple of weeks. The great Madeline Davis died. Important gay rights activist, had been the first openly gay person to address a national political convention. She wrote the song Stonewall Nation. She was part of Hag Theater Company here in Buffalo. And I remember two great performances, one in last summer at Bluefish Cove for BUA, where she played the well-heeled partner of a shallow but beautiful woman played by Lisa Vetrano. Such funny interplay between these two vivid characters. But then, appropriate to our current conversation, she played Typhoid Mary. It was so funny. It was a monologue of this woman with a totally sociopathic view of being infected with typhus. I feel fine. I see no reason why I shouldn't be able to work in restaurants. This Irish accent chopping potatoes and carrots, extolling her right to spread an infectious disease. And I thought, oh gosh, we should revive that. Alas, without Madeline, who was just a marvelous, vivid personality who accumulated the Gay and Lesbian Archives, now housed at Buffalo State, from which generations will benefit. But we mourn her loss.
We do. We miss Madeline. We miss a whole lot of people for various reasons. You yourself lived through that whole horror in the 1980s of AIDS, and now it's happening all over again. But unlike AIDS, which was ignored by the federal government, people have been putting a lot of energy into a vaccine, and it still boggles the mind.
Right.
Folks are not getting vaccinated.
Well, even within the theater community, we talked about losing Mark John Philippone and Joey Giambra, Terrence McNally. Unlike Madeline, these were COVID deaths and people we know. So, okay, when is the theater coming back? As soon as we're all vaccinated, it will come back. And we're hoping as soon as September, that's when Shays announced. But if we don't reach that number, then not till later. And that's the story. We don't have a crystal ball. We just have our fingers crossed. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.